Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
Monday. Tracy's here. Morning, Tracy.
Morning, Chris.
How are you this morning, Tracy?
I'm not too bad for a Monday, thank you.
That's not so bad. Okay, on your way to work at Lostock Primary School, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
What do you do there?
I'm the deputy head there.
Okay, and where did you start your journey this morning? Where do you live?
I live in Swinley.
Okay, so that's a bit of a journey, isn't it, this morning? Okay, nice chilled out weekend for you, Tracy, is that right?
That's right, yeah. Not done too much this weekend.
Okay, well, next weekend you can go and see a film at the cinema if you want, if you get this right. We've got Cineworld Lee tickets up for grabs here, Tracy. All you need to do is tell me what our little star at Lee St. Peter's Primary School, which song this is. Have a little listen.
Hi, my name is Sophia and this is my lyric. Close your eyes, give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same?
Okay, Tracy, everyone's going, oh, no, I know it. Tell us the answer.
It's the Bangles, Eternal Flame.
Close your eyes, give me. Yeah, it is. Well done. Well, congratulations, Tracy. You just got yourself a couple of movie tickets for coming on the radio this morning. That wasn't too bad. Anybody you want to say hi to while you're on the show this morning, Tracy?
Yeah, hubby Mick, little boy Daniel, and anybody else who knows me.
102.4 Wish FM, it's Milo in the morning, 8:21, Monday, January 19th. Now, I don't know if you caught Stars in the Rise on Saturday night. If you did, you know what happened. If you missed it, this happened.
The winner of this week's Stars in the Rise is... And I'm pausing just to wind them up, really.
Get on with it, Harry.
Frankie Valli!
Okay. And Frankie Valli happens to be Peter Sarsfield, window delivery driver from Astley. Morning, Peter.
Good morning, mate. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're very good, thank you very much. So, what a weekend for you.
Crazy.
First question would be, where did you watch it on Saturday? That must have been weird watching it. Where were you? Were you just at home?
Yeah, I was just at home with the family. I mean, we all come round and my wife's mother and father came round and brothers and sisters-in-laws, and we just sat there, put a few posters up and... made a little VIP room and just had a few beers and watched it. Crazy.
How did it feel watching yourself?
It's strange because, you know, everybody's probably just watching the performance, but I'm scrutinising everything, absolutely everything, you know, my eyes, my ears, the way they're looking. It's awful looking at yourself.
Terrible experience. How did you discover that you could sing like Frankie Valli? Because it's not like the most obvious impression to do, if you like.
In all honesty, Chris, I've never really tried to sing like him.
Right.
Apart from a few months ago, we went to London to watch the Jersey Boys, and I came back and I was just messing about singing it round the house, and that's where it came from. It was just a real spur of the moment thing that it actually all happened in the first place.
So you played for the show. When did you actually get the call? And what did it feel like when they actually rang and said, you're going to have to come down and be on the show?
I'm forever telling the kids lies and stuff like that. And I was messing about singing in the house. And an advertisement came up on the TV for Stars in the Rise. And I told the kids that Ari Hill was a good mate of mine. And all I had to do was apply and I was on, you know. So he took it from there. My son applied for me messing about, and I said, yeah, go on, there'd be no problem with that, thinking, you know, there's going to be thousands, I'm not going to get through.
Yeah.
Next minute, there's a phone call, then an audition, then I get picked for the show, then I get the phone call. It just snowballed so fast, it's crazy. Next minute, I was stood on the stage, it was crazy.
What did it feel like?
Oh, it's you know, I mean, them smoky doors are infamous, aren't they?
Yeah.
And it's just a real surreal, strange, frightening, scary moment when you stood back there and you're waiting for them doors to open. But I managed to get through it.
Brilliant. And what a great performance as well. And obviously, you're back in work this morning, is that right?
Back in work, back in my van, back up and down the M62. So all that stardom stuff's finished now.
Your first call this morning's going to be weird, isn't it?
Just a little bit, yeah. It certainly is, yeah. With a bit of luck, people might not recognise me.
Well, I doubt that now, mate. So that's all gone now. And the not live final is coming soon. The we'll see it on the telly, obviously. So you're going to be busy. Yeah. Have you decided which song you're going to be doing yet, or is that all on the wraps?
Yeah, I have decided which song. I can't tell you, but right. I have decided what song. Obviously, it's another Frankie Valli song, but I think we're all doing different songs in the final.
Fantastic. Well, good luck at your day and work today, mate. That's going to be interesting.
Cheers,
practice your autograph and everything, OK? Will you sign as Frankie or Peter? That's the thing, isn't it? What do you do?
I'll just put an X.
OK. Have a great day. We'll catch up with you on the big final day.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Thanks a lot, Chris.
On Friday, we had John on. About this time on Friday, we had John on. He was talking about the office games, which happened, the workplace games, which are happening at Sports City in Manchester on Friday. You can sign up and register your business to take part. Uh-huh. It involves things like some athletics and relay races, that kind of thing. It's all about encouraging workers to get fit. Okay, and it set us thinking after the show on Friday, how could we get fit? And here we came up with a couple of ideas of what we could do, and we came up with...
The Office Workplace Olympics.
Yes, OK, so the office challenge. We decided we'd do it on the office chairs. We'd have a bit of a race against each other on the office chairs.
What do you do in an office place? You race on chairs,
obvious thing to do. So we set ourselves thinking. We got the camera team in to film it, which we're going to put on the website in a minute. And we went head-to-head. We had a little route from the studio here through the corridors of Wish FM down to the toilets area, because we thought that was a fitting place.
And that nice
for
long finishing straight, didn't
for
it?
For us to finish, OK? We need some music to set this up. Do you think something uplifting and
I think so.
Motivational? Okay. So it's me first. So me in the chair first. This is what happened when I took on my challenge.
3, 2, 1, go! And he set off really quickly. He's got to go through the office door, which he manages with ease. Now there's a bit of a step here. He's fallen! We have a faller! The light's got out as well. Quickly, he's managed to... find his feet, and he's dashing down the corridor now. He's got another door to negotiate, and we have our flag bearers to make him cross the line. We have a time of...
The time is 20.65
seconds. Had a bit of a false start in the middle there, fell over. How do you feel after that?
Exhausted, mate, exhausted. Picked up a bit of an elbow injury on the way, but, you know, we're just taking one race at a time, we're taking it as it comes, and we'll just see how it pans out.
Trying to get as many cliches in there as we possibly
could. I could
tell. So it wasn't bad. It took 20-odd seconds. I thought that was a reasonably good time.
The fall really hindered your progress, though.
Yeah, it was a bit of a disastrous fall. I'm still struggling a little bit with that. You must have been quaking in your boots, though, the thought of trying to match that time.
Well, I was. To be honest, I was quietly confident.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, let's see what happened.
3, 2, 1, go! And he's off. He's through the door. Can he make a better start than I did where I clattered down the hill? He's got a bit of a technique there to jumping down the step as we follow him down the corridor. How is he going to do? Come on, Holdsworth. Pump the legs.
Oh, the shoes are coming off.
Here we go. Through the door. And the flags are down. Big finish. His time is... Hang on, let's get the time of... 19.43
yes!
seconds.
Yes!
How does it feel to be crowned office chair champion, mate?
It feels emotional.
Oh, emotional. I was exhausted. Talking about office and workplace games to get fit, I think I need it.
Delighted with the victory.
Took me all weekend to recover. So, yes, you're feeling fairly smug all day Friday, weren't you?
Of course.
If you want to see what that looked like, the video is online now. If you go to the web pages at wishfm.net, go to our breakfast pages, you can see the video on
see
there.
See our beautiful, sweaty faces.
It's hard work. I'm out of breath just listening to it. Tuesday! Right, let's play a little lyrics. We've got Sean on from St Helens. Morning, Sean.
Morning.
How are you? You all right?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
Just tired, from what I understand. You just finished a night shift, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Where do you work?
Palm and Harvey, Haydock.
In Haydock, OK. So what time did you clock off?
6 o'clock.
Oh, what time are you back on?
10 o'clock tonight.
All right, so sleep time, what's it like sleep? I remember when I used to do nights, it's really difficult to get off to sleep, isn't it? Do you find it difficult this time of year, or is it all right with it being so dark?
It's all right, isn't it?
OK, right then, Sean, in Thato Heath, let me see if we can give you some tickets for the rugby on Sunday at Langtree Park. Here's our little lyric this morning.
Hi, my name is Ella and this is my lyric. Tonight's the night, let's live it up. I got my money, let's spend it up. Go out and smash it.
OK, what's the song, Sean?
I've Got a Feeling by Black Eyed Peas. Tonight's the night,
let's live it up. It is. Hey, Sean, well done. You got a pair of tickets to go and see Saints Wigan at Langtree Park in the... It's not going to be a friendly, I don't think, is it?
No.
Sunday. Thanks for coming on the show, Sean. Hope you get off to sleep. Have a good rest. A morning this morning to... I'll read you the email. Hi, Chris. You're Olivia's assistant head of house and head of house at St Cuthbert's in St Helens here. We've been saying for a while now that we would email to ask for a shout-out from you, but never got the chance as we're busy looking after the wonderful pupils of Cuthies. So, could we please have a big hello from you on the radio for Mrs Lee and Miss Feeney? No problem. Hello! Good, that's a big hello. Job done. By the way, just to remind you, it's parents' evening on Thursday night, so stick the kettle on. It's a long stretch. About 2 hours we've got to go. Because normally, you see, I've been on the afternoon shift for ages, so I've never had to go. I haven't had to go to parents' evenings for years. I'm going to have to go this week. It's about this high school parents' evenings. They drag on, don't they? I've got the list last night of all the appointments. How long are we going to be there? I'll have me tea and everything. I'll take me sleeping bag for sleepover. Also today, the annual Toy Fair in London. We've only just got Christmas out of the way, but already Father Christmas is starting to think about what's going to be happening next year. The top three things this year that Father Christmas is going to be after is anything to do with Thunderbirds. So the new animated version of Thunderbirds is going to be hitting our TVs later on this year. So, in fact, most of these are TV-related. So Thunderbird stuff, there's going to be a new version of Tracy Island, which is going to have, like, an interactive watch thing that you can have with it. There is also Wombles stuff, because the Wombles is going to be back on TV. Plus, on top of that, you've got a new Tiny Tears doll. Apparently, it's the 50th year of Tiny Tears. And every boy's favourite, there's a new version of the James Bond Aston Martin coming out as well, the DB5. It makes you think, though, doesn't it? All this stuff is just coming around again, isn't it? If you kept hold of your Tracy Island from the 90s, just rewrap that. All the things, like Lego, for example, in our house. I've kept a lot of my Lego from when I was a kid. And my little lad, Finn, has just rediscovered. He's just discovered the amazing things you can do with Lego. Like leaving them out on the floor for Dad to step on at 4:30 in the morning. And Lego has its own language associated with it, doesn't it? When you're building Lego, could I have a fourer? If you got a flat, I need a flat fourer. Yeah. No, I've got a two a block. I need a two a block and a flat fourer. And I need a shiny sixer. Have you got a shiny sixer? Yeah, that's what I need here. Wednesday! A couple of stories that have caught my eye this morning. One is this one. It's the headline caught my eye, really, on this one. Drinking half a pint of beer a day could fight heart failure. Just imagine how healthy you'd be, though, when you drink a full pint. The big story yesterday as I was heading home was hearing about Russell Crowe wanting to come to St Helens. To watch the World Club Challenge, his club, the South Sydney Rabbitohs, of course, in town, and he tweeted, apparently, yesterday.
Yeah, he says, I want to come to St Helens to watch the rugby. Is anyone else coming? That's what he said.
That's what he said. Well, he's been on. Here he is.
My name is Russell Crowe, commander of the South Sydney Rabbitohs, general of the Bunnies, loyal servant to the true coach, Michael Maguire, father to two children, Charles and Tennyson. Former husband of Danielle, we're separated. And I will see Billy Jill in this life or the next.
8 minutes past eight. Oh, hang on, Russell Crowe's back.
My name is Russell Crowe, commander of the South Sydney Rabbitohs, general of the Bunnies, loyal servant to the true coach, Michael Maguire, father to two children, Charles and Tennyson. Former husband of Danielle, we're separated. And I will see Church Square Shopping Centre in this life or the next.
He wants to go shopping, clearly, as well. That's good. So he's taking in Billy Jill and Church Square Shopping Centre on his trip across. Katy Perry, Raw, on 102.4 Wish FM. Good morning, it's Milo in the morning. It's 18 minutes past eight on this Wednesday morning. I was trying to think which day it was then. Squirrel Appreciation Day it is today. I like squirrels. They don't harm me. It's National Hugging Day as well, so you ready for a big hug? In fact, Maxine's hanging on the phone to play little lyrics. Do you want a big hug, Maxine?
Oh, yes, please.
Here comes your big hug. You ready? There it is. You like that?
Yes, I am.
Also today, Crime Watch back on telly tonight. There's a National Television Awards tonight as well, and 24 Hours in A&E on the telly later. So, Maxine, here to play little lyrics. Morning, Maxine, are you all right?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Chris.
Feel better for the hug. Now, Maxine is currently heading through Hindley. She's in a white car heading off to an appointment this morning. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. White car in this weather isn't great. Is it a nice, shiny white car at the moment, or is it looking a bit grotty and grimy?
No, a little bit grotty and grimy. Needs cleaning.
All right. Is it at that point yet, like mine is, where you could write your name in the back of it, just let everybody know?
Oh, no, not quite that bad yet. No, not that bad yet.
You see, I challenge everybody this morning, if you've got a car like that, that's at that grimy stage, before you get it washed, just write on the back of it, I listen to Wish FM. I just challenge you this morning, right? Go on. I want to see how many cars later have got I listen to Wish FM inscribed in the back. So you went to see your mother-in-law last night. Is that right, Maxine?
I did, yes.
Was she cooking for you? Did she entertain you in any way? Or were you just
no,
a fine...
No, it was just a nice visit.
Oh, right.
We visited a couple of times a week, so...
Oh, very good. Like, to take my mother-in-law for... No, please, somebody take my mother-in-law. Okay. Right, let's play little lyrics, Maxine, before I get myself into any more trouble. Here we go. Our little lyric from Lee St Peter's Primary School this morning sounds like this.
Hi, my name's Lewis, and this is my lyric. There was something in the air that night. The stars were bright.
What's the next word?
I can't remember.
Fernando! There we go. Splendid, Maxine. Well done. You just won a pair of tickets to go and see a film at Empire Cinemas Wigan. Is that all right? Thursday. Tonight it is my daughter's parents' evening, Olivia's parents' evening at Cuthie's in St Helens, and it's my first parents' evening for 5 years. Having done the afternoon show for the last 5 years, I haven't been able to go, which has kind of been good because it's all been on the missus to go. So today I have to go. Which is going to be interesting. My first high school parents' evening since I was there. And the last parents' evening I went to with Ollie was at a primary school. I discovered that she'd told the primary school teachers that she'd seen Mum and Dad watching a film which had naked bodies in it. You can imagine how great that felt. Can I just clarify at this point, that was Sex and the City. Right, little lyrics this morning. Nobody's got it!
Hi, my name is Megan and this is my lyric. Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car and raced like a jet all the way to you.
So, what was that song? Even the kids, when we're recording it, knew what it was. I can't believe nobody got that today.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car and raced like a jet.
There we go, it was Magic Rude. We got Steve from Wigan hanging on the phone. Steve, what you got for us?
Morning, Chris. How you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. Yes, now, what you got for us?
I'm just calling from Wigan Sports Club. Wanted to let you know about some free mini squash sessions we're setting up for under-11s across the borough.
OK, so, squash? Crikey, we've never talked about squash before. So where's this at? Wigan Sports Club, did you say?
It is. It's at Bull Hay at the cricket ground. We've got four squash courts that we're doing the sessions at. And we'd just like to introduce everybody to the game of squash and racquetball.
You know what, Steve? I've been doing this job now for nearly 20 years. I've had this sound effect in my file, and I don't think I've ever used it. And finally, I'm going to get to use it. Look at that! Unbelievable! It's been sat there collecting dust. So I've never played squash before. Tell us, extol the virtues of playing squash then, Steve.
Oh, it's a fantastic game, you know. It keeps you fit, raises your heart rate, great for losing weight.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's inside as well, so that, you know, you're not going to get snowed off.
Okay.
And it's down at a club that's been in the community for over, you know, 140 odd years.
Okay, so this is free coaching for under 11s. When and where? So tell us how we can get in touch and when it's on, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure. We've just become a satellite club of the National Centre over in Manchester, and they provided us with some funding that allows us to provide free squash.
Cool.
We're going to run it on Saturdays from 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Just for an hour, and you know, just get a taste of sessions, get everybody interested, and it'll be every Saturday down at Bull Hay at the cricket club. So if you want to find out more, we've got a Facebook page.
Yeah.
You can find us on Twitter, Wigan Sports Club, at Wigan Sports Club. And also, you know, we've got a website as well, which is wigansportsclub.co.uk.
OK, fantastic. And, fingers crossed, we might have a national champion or something like that from listening to this. You just never know, do you?
Yeah, no, we've already got one at the club, a young guy called Patrick Rooney. He's under-17's national champion.
Brilliant.
So, you know, and we've got other sessions going on, which like squash tots and junior squash. So anyone from the ages of 3 all the way up to 19 can get involved.
Fantastic. Good to hear from you, Steve. Thanks for coming on the show.
OK, great. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Steve.
If you want to find out more, we'll get that tweeted and Facebooked very soon, so you get all the information. You've got kids under 11, want to try squash, you can have a go at it, can't you? Just a small town. Friday! No doubt in the topic of conversation that's captured our imaginations more than anything else this week. It's got to be Wednesday's Twitter interaction with Russell Crowe, isn't it? The fact that it looks like he's going to be coming to St Helens for the World Club Challenge game next month. So this morning, I thought to round off the week, it'd be quite good fun to find out about your Twitter interaction with the stars. And I thought there could be no better starting point than this man, Chris Lamb from St Helens. Morning, Chris.
Morning, Chris.
That's weird, isn't it? We're talking about tweeting and getting retweets from the famous. You're our starting point on this morning, Chris. Tell us why.
I tweeted Russell Crowe to see if he's coming to St Helens for the World Club Challenge. And he just replied back with one word saying, indeed.
Indeed.
And then the next minute, it was getting retweeted and tweeted again.
It's really taken off.
He must have been getting that many people asking him again and again and trying to get replies that all the rest of the media picked up on it. And then it was in the local paper and it's been in the nationals and on the radio and telly.
Which Twitter account did you actually tweet from? We might as well get following you. It sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's at Carmel Station or at Carmel STN. We're trying to get them to open a new railway station in Carmel.
Right, OK. Ever had a response from anybody else famous before, Chris?
Apart from you, no.
Oh,
not really.
I'm humbled. Thanks very much. Hey, Chris, thanks for coming on.
Cheers, Chris.
Sheehan's here. You've been retweeted by Russell Crowe this week, is that right?
Well, I sent a message on Twitter to Russell Crowe because, bit of a long story, really.
Yeah.
I've got two boys, they both play rugby, and the youngest, Harrison, on his Christmas list, he asked for a new South Sydney Rabbitohs kit because they're his favourite team, and they said delivery would be here by the 5th of December. Then on the 2nd of January, they said that they couldn't fulfil the order.
Oh, no.
Harrison asked, had he been naughty, because Father Christmas hadn't brought him the South Sydney kit. So basically what I've done is went online and I've ordered direct from the South Sydney shop. I thought, I'm going to tweet Russell Crowe and let him know that even though Harrison is a season ticket holder at Saints, he wanted his Rabbitohs
top
to wear to wear for the World Cup Challenge.
But just to be sure, on the night, so he's going to be wearing a Rabbitohs top, but who's he going to be supporting?
Well, I think it'll be half and half, because he loves the South Sydney, they're his NRL team. So I think he'll be gutted if Saints got beat. He wants Saints to win, but he really, really loves the Rabbitohs. Okay. So I thought, I'm going to let Russell Crowe know.
More on Twitter here this morning. Aisling says, I got a happy birthday message from Joe McFadden. And a favourite from Josh Widdicombe. Danny says got tweets from Richard and Adam, and one time got them from Catherine Jenkins as well. I know how exciting. Right, let's go to the phones, play Little Lyrics with Jackie, who's on this morning. Morning, Jackie!
Hi, Chris!
Morning! How are you this morning? How are you? You all right?
We're fine, yeah, doing good.
Okay, who's there with you this morning in the car, Jackie?
I've got the kids in the car, I've got Ruby and Fraser.
Splendid. On the way to school, which school do you go to?
Pebble Douglas.
Excellent. Okie dokie. So, what have you got planned for the weekend, Jackie, before we find out the kids? Because I'm sure they're doing more interesting stuff than you are. What are you up to?
I've got work.
Being
a taxi on Sunday for the kids.
Okay. Where'd you work?
Up at Frankie and Benny's at Middlebury.
Excellent. We'll say hello when we come in. Is that all right? We'll all come in and be really, really disruptive customers. Is that okay for you, Jackie?
Fantastic.
Yes? All right. And you play Mum's Taxi, so you were telling me off there a moment ago. What does Fraser do?
Fraser plays roller hockey.
Wow. Where does he do that?
He does that at Atherton Roller Rink. That's training.
That's rather cool, isn't it? I never did anything like that. It was just football. Does he play football as well, you were saying?
Football training and matches on Sunday.
Oh, I'm sure he'll pay you back one day, Jackie, for all this running around.
That's a hope.
I'm sure you'll be fine. Right. Well, let's see if we can win you some movie tickets for Fraser and Ruby. Here we go. We've got Cineworld tickets up for grabs today. Our Little Lyrics from Lee St. Peter's Primary School. And here's our final one of the week.
Hi, my name's Matthew and this is my lyric. I've been waiting for so long. Now I've finally found someone to stand by me. We saw the writing on the wall as we felt this magical fantasy.
What's the answer, Jackie?
It's Dirty Dancing. I've had the time of my life.
Oh, there it is. Fantastic. Well done. Yeah, of course you're right. You were singing along. I bet you watched that. How many times did you reckon you watched that growing up, Jackie?
Millions. My favourite movie.
The videotape is worn out.
It has.
Good kids are going, what's a videotape, Mum? Right, well done, Jackie. You've got a couple of tickets for Sydney Wilson Helens, Jackie. Thanks for coming on, and hello, kids. Have a great weekend, won't you?
Thank you, Chris.
Cheers, take care, bye. This has caught my eye this morning. Nearly a fifth of people in Wigan and St Helens say they want to make money from a hobby this year. More than one in 10 of us said we intend to quit our job to make it our full-time occupation. Would you quit your job to take up your hobby? And what is your hobby? What would you do? Well, so Chris before said he was really good at making sandwiches. He opened a sandwich shop. He said, I quite like cooking. I like it for me. I don't know anybody else would like my cooking. Sunday roast would be splendid. And I was thinking about my missus, Donna. I think she'd open a specialist kind of knitting shop. A specialist in the sense that she has this thing, Donna, in that whenever it comes around to like holiday time, if we go away for holiday, she will buy like a couple of balls of wool, she'll buy a knitting pattern and some knitting needles, and she will start doing something. Okay. However, by the time we get to the end of the week's holiday, we've been so distracted with other things we've been doing with the kids and stuff that whatever it is she started, she's not finished, and she'll bring it home. She'll go, I'll finish it when I get home. However, that never happens. So all around our house, we have like half finished scarves. We've got scarves that would fit a cat, for example. We have jumpers that only have one arm on them, or just the arm, not even the jumper bit, just the arm bit. So when I say Donna could open up like a specialist knitting shop, thanks. That annoying sound as well, I'll tell you what. Can you hear that?
That knitting noise gets right on my nerves. So when I say opening a specialist knitting shop, I mean, like, you'd just be able to, you'd go in and you'd buy, like, a half-finished product. You'd have to buy it half-done and then you take it home and finish it when you get home. Yeah. Does that sound like, that sounds like a plan. We should take that onto Dragon's Den, Donna. What do you reckon? Collect up all your half-made stuff. Gloves with three fingers, that kind of thing. And you think I'm joking. You think I just embellish these stories for the radio, don't you? Seriously, pop round, I'll make you a brew, and I'll show you. I'll show you all of our wares.
Wish FM Breakfast with Chris Milo.